This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Kate Delaney from sunny Florida. Wow, what a change for me taking the show to the Sunshine State as I came from really nice weather. And the weather in Florida is nice, but, you know, it's always a little bit more humid. What's that crazy thing they say about the sun? There's the dry heat, and then there's humidity. Which do you prefer? I'm excited to finally be on the road, however, and that's a great thing because it's been a year and a half. I had both of my vaccinations, Moderna. I had no reaction to the vaccine, and I just made the two-week period before I jumped on the flight, so that just happened. I got lucky. The great state of Texas was really smooth. When I went in to get the shots, me and the hubs did it together, and they contacted us. We were on lists that I thought were going to be very, very long, so I feel fortunate for that to have happened, and that's why we were able to come to Florida. I have family that I haven't seen, especially my fabulous aunt, my mother's only sister, Aunt Nancy. You know, you probably have some wonderful relatives like that who has sent great cards and messages, and we've spoken to during the pandemic, but we haven't been able to see her with all of us vaccinated. There is now the reunion of the family, so that's great. Plus, I'm here speaking as well. I'm doing something for the Festival of Storytellers that is a virtual event that is thanks to Reader's Magnet. I get to do that, and also for NPECA, which is the National Petroleum Energy Credit Association. I'm the voice of their podcast, just as a quick aside, because I know everybody's thinking, what's going on? And then we get to bring you the show, and I'm working on a big investigative report, I'll call it, for the show on ports and the safety of ports. And, of course, a big port is in Tampa. So we're going to be in Tampa and Orlando and St. Petersburg, and I'll be bringing you what it looks like, you know, traveling, and what it looks like being in a state that people look to as, wow, spring breakers, which was just, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and especially more on the East Coast, but even on the West Coast, they had that too as well. And I think part of the big news that people are talking about, and, you know, the royals always somehow are front and center, is Prince Philip's funeral. The other day at Windsor Castle, the prince lived out his final weeks with the queen, and only 30 people allowed to attend a smaller service at St. George's Chapel because of COVID-19 restrictions in England. But the prince will be interred at the Royal Vault in the chapel. And if you think about this, what a long life he lived. I mean, are you kidding? He died at the age of 99. The Queen, Queen Elizabeth, is 94. She described to her son Andrew that it's a huge void in her life. And not surprisingly, when you've been married to someone that long, and he's was the loyal husband who was there. He was there to be at all events and be supportive. And even Princess Anne, Philip's only daughter, thanked the public for the messages and memories of so many, you know, so many people whose lives her father also touched. And she said, "You're never ready for this. My father was my teacher, my supporter, my critic, but mostly it is his example of a life well lived and a service freely given that I most want to emulate, his ability to treat every person as an individual in their own right, with their own skills, and we will miss him, but he leaves a legacy which can inspire us all." And I think the fact is, too, with Prince Philip, that more people feel like they know more about him through, and especially Americans, more Americans, I guess, through the series The Crown. And of course, The Crown was acting, etc., but just a glimpse into what life might have looked like. And the timing of his death, it's a month after the Duchess Meghan and Prince Harry interview that was with Oprah Winfrey, where they opened up about all their reasons for stepping back from royal duties and moving to America in search of more independence and privacy. So there is some focus on that, but I think the focus really should be mostly on Philip, because it is about him. It is about what did he bring to the palace? What did he bring to that relationship with Queen Elizabeth? And I think it's support, that he was there to do what he had to do to support her. And to me, that was the key in that relationship, was the key to her being very young and taking over the throne and learning that role and being foisted into it. I mean, that's part of the deal, but being foisted into something at, again, a very, very young age. All right, and kind of an odds and ends thing, because so many people are talking about NFTs, and I always say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and the buzz in my backyard, and whether I'm in Florida, which I am, or I'm in Texas or wherever you are listening to the show. If you're listening to us in New Jersey, you're listening to us in Iowa, you're listening to us in West Virginia, you've heard about these NFTs, right? So the NFT is a non-fungible tokens. It's pieces of digital content like, you know, linked to the blockchain, the digital ledger system that is the underpinning of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. And those cryptocurrencies are fungible, meaning you can trade one Bitcoin for another identical one. Each NFT is not. It's unique, non-fungible tokens. And that's the best explanation of it. It's been crazy the amount of money that has NFTs are attracting. There was the artwork by the digital artist People, or Beeple is how you say it really, that sold for $69 million at Christie's, and that got attention. That got the attention of the world. And it also got the attention of one seven-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady, who is launching an NFT platform called Autograph, and it's going to bring some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, fashion, pop culture to work with creators to develop digital collectibles. Wow. So smart to jump on that, right? Dylan Rosenblatt, who's the co-founder and CEO of Autograph, said that Autograph is going to bring together iconic names and brands with the best-in-class digital artists to ideate, create, and launch these NFTs and some groundbreaking experiences to a community of fans and collectors. See, you knew that this was going to get bigger. When you say a number like $69 million and people say, what is an NFT? Now there's going to be, I think, other launches of this. Because you just look at trading cards. A Tom Brady rookie card, you know, an actual card where it's in a pack with gum, sold for $2.25 million. That's pretty big, right? So now, what would something of his fetch in the NFT, at the NFT level? You'd have to think that it would probably be it would probably be astronomical or be a huge number. And look, they've assembled a lot of incredibly high-profile advisory members, team members, to advise them on this undertaking, including the DraftKings co-founders and also Spotify's chief content and advertising business officer. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. All right, we're hitting up the mailbag next. Hang with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, Kate Delaney is happy to be broadcasting from Florida after not being on planes for a year and a half. Ooh, the vaccine was worth it for me, folks. I know I say this all the time. I'm about freedom, but Moderna, no problems. Moderna, no problems. And thanks to all the volunteers who made it so, so, so smooth for me and many, many others in the great state of Texas. All right, let's hit the mailbag. Let's go to this one from Joe listening to us on 1340 KROS in Davenport, Iowa. I love it. One of our newest affiliates. I've actually been there. I've said to how beautiful it is. You want space? You got space there. There's no doubt about it. Hey, Kate, just started listening to the show. That makes sense. Wondering whether you or not you think we will hit that herd immunity and why so many people aren't getting the vaccine. I know that's kind of an open-ended question. I do have to tell you, initially I thought, nah, I'm not getting a vaccine. It hasn't been tested enough. But then I talked to my mother, and she reminded me of polio days and reminded me of flu shots and reminded me that I've always been vaccinated for other things that mom knows best, right? I think there's a couple reasons. I think there's the fear of what is the vaccine. There's the conspiracy theories. There is the fear of what the reaction's going to be. I had no side effects. Zippo, none. Felt great. My husband, no side effects. Zippo, great. Other people have said they've had side effects. I've had two friends that had side effects. One said it was nothing that would even keep them down, just a little bit of chills and a fever, poof, broke after a couple hours, no problem. Another one got the Pfizer vax and got a allergic reaction and had little bumps all over her arm and felt really sick and felt really, really uncomfortable. Everybody else in my world vaccinated with either one of those vaccines. Nobody I know got the J&J, and they haven't had any problems. They didn't have any problems. So for what I'm looking around and seeing, yes, some people have had problems, but overall, not as great as maybe they could have been and maybe what we were worried about. So I think it's a little bit of both. Saying, no, I want to do what I want to do. I'm afraid. I'm fearful of not enough testing in it, or, you know, I'm afraid of the side effects because I have allergies or I have something else, so I don't want to do it. And that's truly my belief. That's truly what I think. And I believe in freedom. I mean, look, I talk about it all the time. The freedom of choice, the greatest thing about living in the United States. I've been in places where you don't have choices. I've traveled to places where it's pretty scary and you don't have any choice. I've been shot at in Mexico during the Mexican elections. I talk about it in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. I saw people have, you know, soldiers stuffing ballot boxes. It was frightening. We don't have that. We don't have that in the United States. You know, we have the freedom of choice. That's why the whole voting thing, which is, I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but because we could talk for days about that, and we do. We talk about it on the show, and we've had people on. That's why voting to me is so important, that you have to vote, I think, honestly. Even if you don't like any of the choices, it's so important to exercise that right. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Brad. He is listening to us in Texas, and he says, hey, Kate, I am wondering if you think the Queen is next now that Philip at 99 is gone and lived a long life. She's also on that same path of a long life. Do you think she lives to 99 or 100, or is it that thing where when couples are close, whether they're famous, loaded, you know, recognized, whatever, they pass away close to each other? They've got doctors that are there constantly around the royal family, and he did live to 99. It's crazy. And there is the thing about missing the spouse, especially when you're together that long and leaving the void, which she did tell her son. It left a huge void. And I saw that with my husband's grandparents. Great people, salt of the earth. Oh, he was like a railroad man. Amazing. And when his grandfather died, it was just, she was healthy. And it was just a couple of weeks later that she fell ill, and then she died. And I think their entire lives, they were together since they were like 17, and it was just too much to be in your, you know, in your late 70s. And there was that thing of missing the partner. So, yeah, absolutely. There is something to that. Let's move to another one. Let's go to this one from Tom. He's listening to us in New Orleans, and in New Orleans, I always say this all the time. You know how I feel about Louisiana. He's listening to us on WGSO because he says 990 AM. Big shout out to them. They've been a long time affiliate of this show, and so we certainly do appreciate that. And he says, "Hey Kate, what do you think is going to happen with with this infrastructure thing? You know, now it's who's got the worst infrastructure with bridges, etc. So do you think Pittsburgh is going to get all the dough? Do you think it's going to be parceled out for 5G and developing other things in the future? I heard something, you had a little comment from Pete Buttigieg, that it's also about futuristic planning. Well, you know, first of all, I think the message is a little of both. The message is we have a crumbling infrastructure. Nobody denies that. That's what Trump wanted. Trump was pushing for that. He saw that. Especially if you're anywhere near the Northeast, you see it, but not just in the Northeast, in other places too, in the country. Yes. And if you look at the future, there are things that have to be clearly developed. You know, it's interesting. We have people listening to us in Europe, and when I'm in Florida now, right? When I took the show, the last time I took the show on the road, or one of the last times I took the show on the road, I was in Ireland, and their internet was incredible. It was so fast, it was like poof. I'm sure their Zooms are a piece of cake. And yes, they can have problems with their connections, etc., but boy, it seems so, so smooth to me. Incredibly smooth. So I think it's a little, if everything goes, you know, everything passes, I think it's a little of this, a little of that, and
And then it is kind of like the Hunger Games for who gets more money for their infrastructure. Seems unfair, doesn't it? Seems a little bit unfair. All right, we're going back to the whole COVID thing and not taking the vaccine. A lot of you have certainly sent me emails about that, and we are in the mailbag. If you just tuned in, you can email me 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. This is from David, and David says, Kate, I was a Marine. I'm proud Marine, and I'm sad to see that some of my fellow brothers and sisters in arms are not getting the COVID vaccine. I don't understand that. I don't understand why they're not getting it. That they're declining it is. I guess it goes back to worrying about the vaccine side effects or not being happy with being feeling like they have to take it or being forced to take it or whatnot. I'm not quite sure because I'm getting different signals on this whole thing. Well, it's interesting because last week there was a statistic that came out that 40% of the Marines who were offered the vaccine have declined it. But there certainly are that there are many that have gotten it, like over 75,000 Marines are fully vaccinated or they got at least one dose. And this is from the Communications Strategy and Operations Officer, Andrew Woods, who was talking to somebody and released that info. You know, he was the lead on that. And what he said was they understand that the widespread acceptance of COVID-19 vaccine provides the best means to defeat the pandemic. The key to addressing the pandemic is building vaccine confidence. You keep hearing this thing about vaccine confidence and making sure Marines have the accurate information about it. And that might be part of the reasons for the declining it. Right. And they can't make the vaccine mandatory for service members. They're not doing that. So it is could be kind of a quandary. Right. And you have the same thing going on with colleges like Rutgers and Cornell. They're mandating COVID-19. So not like the Marines. They're mandating COVID-19 vaccines for students. And is that going to be what happens for colleges? So it's crazy. You think the Marine Corps, they're not doing that. But they are with these two colleges. If you're not vaccinated, you can't be on the campus. And you know, like, here's another good statistics. Of the 26,000 Marines at Camp Lejeune have been offered the vaccine, 15,000 chose not to get it. 15,000 chose not to get it. There's concern. There's concern about the vaccine. And I think there's misinformation and then there's some good information. And there's no 100%. We know that. There is no 100% when it comes to this. Absolutely. All right, stay with us. At the tail end of the hour, a conversation with Dominic Palumbo. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago. after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CNN that the U.S. has communicated to the Russian government that there will be consequences if Navalny dies in custody.
We have communicated to the Russian government that what happens to Mr. Navalny in their custody is their responsibility, and they will be held accountable by the international community. In terms of the specific measures that we would undertake, we are looking at a variety of different costs that we would impose, and I'm not going to telegraph that publicly at this point, but we have communicated that there will be consequences if Mr. Navalny dies.
This is USA Radio News. More than 30,000 Russian troops have been massing near their border with the Ukraine, as tensions in the area continue to rise between the two countries over Russian-backed separatists operating in eastern Ukraine. The United States and the European Union have vocalized their support for Ukraine, but many worry that a full-blown conflict is inevitable. French President Emmanuel Macron says that he would prefer to see a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but tells CBS's Face the Nation that if Western powers are going to draw red lines with Russia, they have to ensure that they'll be respected.
And I think when we put red lines, we have to make them respected by our people and the others. And I think we have to be clear and tough. It was a failure of a naive approach vis-à-vis Russia. I'm definitely in favor of discussion with Russia, with an open, quiet and respectful discussion with Russia. But I think that when we put red lines, we have to be sure to be credible and to make these red lines respected by the others.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pleased to welcome to the show Aaron and Ben Napier, stars of HGTV's Hometown. They live in Restore Homes in a small town in Mississippi, and we're going to talk about what some of the challenges are that they see to smaller communities and rural areas and talk about some other things that are happening as well. But before we dive into it, I have to tell you both that I'm a new convert to your show as of the last couple of months. My husband found it. And we have had so many arguments about the trespass and Ben smashing down the carport. He wants to smash down the carport for our neighbors and then help them rebuild it. So you guys just do a tremendous job. Was that a fun show? Because they're your friends.
Yeah,
that one was a lot of fun. And actually, Dawn works on our crew now. She works for the show.
Yeah.
That just happened this year, so she works with the casting department.
Yeah, Ben loves, his favorite thing that we've ever done on television is hooking his truck to something and tearing it off the house.
I think that's my favorite thing that I've ever done in life.
Nothing makes him happier.
Did you two ever imagine when you started doing this that the road would lead to what it has led to?
Nope.
No way.
I mean, we live in small town Mississippi. This is not...
You don't grow up thinking, I'm going to have a TV show one day.
We're going to make the number one show on HGTV right here in Laurel, Mississippi.
Never the dream or the plan or even a thought that crossed our mind.
But you know what? It was made possible because of the internet.
It's true. Yeah. We renovated our own houses, and I blogged about it. The whole process, and then a magazine wanted to feature it, and then HGTV saw the magazine feature, and here we are.
And the rest is history, but you're having fun. It looks like You know, I know it's different with cameras around you, but it really looks authentic, like you're really enjoying it. Is that true?
It is a lot of fun. We were actually
easy to enjoy.
We just had a break and we were talking with some of the people here working with us about how it is what you see on TV is what is happening. Like we're never acting out a scene
There's
or anything
no
like that.
Script or anything like that. And our crew has been with us. Several of them have been with us since the beginning. So we're a family. I mean, we don't know how to do it without our people looking back at us on the other side of the camera that make us feel like the things we say are interesting or funny or creative. They make us feel confident. So it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
Well, it's definitely a lot of fun watching you, and it's become addicting to me. We have to kind of, my husband and I have to wean ourselves off of the Napiers because we're not doing the things we're supposed to be doing because we're you know, binge watching some of what we haven't seen so far.
HGTV will do that. It'll get you.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about what some of the challenges are that are facing these small communities and rural areas. What do you see?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, we are intimately familiar with the problem.
Yeah, we think that small town America is the best place to live. Like, it's where we're raising our family. It's where we want to be. But nothing
great ever came by easily.
Right.
There are some challenges when you live in small town America. I mean, highways divert small towns and young people move away and it's hard to get them to come back sometimes, but a really huge problem we're dealing with now is a lack of internet. And it's become especially apparent after the year we all just survived.
Well, and it sounds so, it sounds, I like
it. Silly to big cities, I'm sure.
It feels like we're, you know, in 2005 talking about this. Like, but it's, I mean, we're 2021 and.
My parents have the same internet that they had in 2005 and it's still just as awful. And it costs a fortune. They live 6 miles outside of the city limits. And, you know, our daughter goes there and my mom takes care of her and Helen wants to watch Lady and the Tramp. There is no internet access.
There's, the problem is there's 40% of rural Americans have access to one company that provides internet. And that company is usually overpriced. There are pockets out there where small companies are trying to do something to bring internet to them. But T-Mobile they are making a huge push. They're investing billions of dollars in building out this infrastructure and promoting it. So
to give rural Americans internet.
Yeah. And you can read about it. It's T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. But it is a really cool initiative that they're doing.
It's so needed. We feel like we're finally being heard and seen for the problems that we have. I mean, our nanny has two girls who were in high school, and they were having to drive to a fast food parking lot to sit in their car and do their schoolwork all last year. It was awful.
Wow. Wow, that's ridiculous. And what's really cool is Ben said this, T-Mobile, he mentioned it. So what is the T-Mobile hometown tech over contest, and how can some of the listeners that are listening to this show enter to win wireless upgrades in their communities? And I have a lot of listeners in small rural areas along with big cities, but a lot of small town listeners.
I think that, that's what radio, I mean, that's, you know, in rural America, we listen to local radio. And so I think a lot of your listeners are probably.
I hope they're listening. If you live in a town with a population less than 50,000 people, this is for you.
You need to go to T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica and enter your town.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're giving away grants to different towns. There are tons of giveaways, but the big, like the big grand prize is a $3 million tech upgrade. So T-Mobile will come in and spend $3 million, you know, upgrading the technology in your town. Then there is a $200,000 grant. There is a
free concert with Florida Georgia Line.
It's a huge grand prize that is part of a really cool contest.
This celebrates what's great about small town America, and it can be a lot better if we had internet.
Yeah, and just think about that. Then the nanny wouldn't have to go to the parking lot, and then grandmom would have internet that's better.
Yeah, everybody's so much happier. But I mean, the fact is, until we have great internet in small town America, there is nothing for young people to come back to build a life, to build a career. Most importantly, like, to have a career now, you must have internet. To build a company, it's completely non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And
that's, I mean, what Aaron and I do. I mean, you know, thank you for watching. We build homes for people, you know, every day. We, you know, give them a beautiful place to call home.
And be proud of.
And to be proud of. And that instills pride in a community, but that's a small part of it. You really, the people are the big piece of the puzzle. And without the internet, you don't, you know.
No one wants to move to Laurel, Mississippi.
Right.
Without the internet.
If they can't send pictures of their daughter to their grandparents, then they're not going to move there.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem.
Yeah, well, I hope a lot of people listening enter the contest. Ben and Aaron Napier, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Wow, great to speak to Aaron and Ben Napier. My gosh, they were just in a huge spread in People magazine. Their star has certainly risen, and they are such down-to-earth people. And you can tell, you know, they understand what the struggle is and how do you bring people back to these fabulous rural small town areas. And one way is to get connected. The internet connectivity is so important. So to enter, go to T-MobileHometownTechover.com. And this initiative is going to add internet access to rural homes. It's going to create jobs. It's going to invest billions to bring much needed, as I said before, internet connectivity, including 5G to rural communities. So somebody's going to win. It's a contest that will award $3 million in free services, including a 5G network upgrade, tech upgrades for public spaces, like, think about this, libraries, civic centers, and town squares, a $200,000 grant, an upgraded Little League baseball field is another one. And then the winning town will host a free socially distanced concert with Billboard's 15-time number one country band, Florida Georgia Line. Boy, you've got to love that. What's so interesting about the Napiers, too, and it makes so much sense, their involvement in this, is they've got the hit show Hometown, and they also have another one coming up on May 2nd. It premieres Hometown Takeover, and in this one, Ben and Aaron go to Wetumpka, Alabama, which is a small town that has certainly fallen on some hard times, and they're going to renovate and revitalize 12 local businesses and homes. So in every episode, that's what you're going to see. An entire community believes that in this place and believes that it can be changed. So I can't wait for that. I've already marked it down, May 2nd. And if you haven't met the Napiers yet, go meet them, because I think this show is just going to be tremendous, too. And certainly in their hit show, Hometown, they live and restore homes in a small town in Mississippi, Laurel, Mississippi. And Erin is an artist who started her career in corporate graphic design, Ben, a woodworker with a degree in history. And their whole passion is renovating historic homes. And during that series, which I mentioned at the top, I just started getting hooked into, the home-buying families benefit from this hand sketches of Aaron, the imagination, and, of course, Ben's handiwork. He showcases local reclaimed material. It just blows my mind, some of the things that I've seen this couple do. And it all started in a way when, as newlyweds, they bought and restored. And it says it in the show, at the top of the show, a 1925 Craftsman style cottage. And they're involved in a local organization that tries to improve and grow the historic downtown district in which they reside. And that's what kicked the whole thing off. So, wow, just tremendous to get a chance to chat with them. So hang through. Much more coming your way on the flip side. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Excited to take you to Perth for a conversation with Dominic Palumbo. He's written a book called Tainted Chalice. And it really struck me for a couple of different reasons from my background, you know, growing up outside of Philly. And I told Dominic in an Irish Italian, neighborhood and of course Catholicism. And it's just really fascinating how he came up with this. So Dominic, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Pleasure to be on your show.
How does a guy who is somebody who was so skilled in setting up computer networks and, you know your way around computers right, left, and everywhere in between, and then some, how do you go from that to writing this book that is filled with romance, mystery, intrigue? How does that happen?
Well, as I've said to you before, Kate, I wanted to write a novel for quite a long time, but life's demands and a good dash of laziness precluded me from doing that. But I have no excuses now that I'm retired, so I got out my notebook and started thinking about what I was going to write. In the meantime, something serendipitous happened. The inspiration for my novel. And it happened when my wife and I were doing a guided tour, a guided cycling tour of Vietnam. It became a routine that after each day of hard riding, our guide would gather us in get our small group together for pre-dinner drinks. One particular evening, our Vietnamese guide talked about his family, which included telling his story of how he met his wife. He recounted that during an operatic recital that he attended, he was deeply attracted by the performing soprano. She is breathtakingly beautiful and elegant, and her singing just melted every bone in his body. For days later, he couldn't get her out of his mind. He was determined to meet her, but he considered himself way below her league. Nonetheless, he attended many of her operatic recitals throughout Vietnam until he found the means, the courage and determination to meet with her backstage. They had an instant strong mutual attraction which blossomed, and it wasn't long before they fell in love and married. I had the pleasure of meeting his wife at the end of tour party. She was genteel, gracious, and stunningly beautiful. Their three gorgeous children were with her. This heartwarming story stayed with me and slowly grew into the fabric of my novel.
Wow, it certainly did grow into the fabric of your novel. So take us to the novel and give us a sneak peek of Tainted Chalice, which you can pick up, by the way, on Amazon. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, well, Tainted Chalice tries to take a different look at love and romantic relationships while touching on relevant issues such as racial vilification, domestic violence, institutional abuse, and female sexual harassment. These issues form an integral part of the novel, but I stayed clear of making any commentary. Tainted Chalice is a love story. Love is characterized by intimacy, passion, and commitment. Love has no boundaries, and it can happen and does happen between any two human beings. Love did happen between the two protagonists of the novel, Emily Gray and father Matteo De Luca, and they must now confront the emotional behaviours demanded by love. The graphic on the cover of my book, which I have in front of me just here, portrays the reason for their conflicted relationship. On one side of the graphic, there are the raised arms of a priest holding up a chalice. On the opposite side, there's an image of a beautiful woman. In between, there is the shadow of a crucifix. Emily loves Father Matteo unconditionally, and Father Matteo says he loves Emily. But between their love stands a God that Father Matteo loves more. My novel is more than a love story. There is a robust musical sub-story. If Tainted Chalice was a musical, it would contain a lot of beautiful operatic songs. Emily and Matteo have a mutual love of singing that works to bind them together, strengthen and clarify their relationship. Like every author, I hope my readers enjoy reading my novel about love and binding friendships.
And I think that's telling us a little bit about what you hope that they find in it. And
yes.
Again, we're speaking with Dominic Palumbo, and the name of the book is Tainted Chalice. So you hope they find that. And as you said, there's more than romance in it. There are a lot of issues that are tackled, in a sense, in this novel. And did you set out for it to be that way, for it to be deeper?
No, I just want to... See, Father Matteo is a priest, and he does come across some of this stuff, and he has to deal with it. And I just it was just, you know, contemporary stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, these issues are not new. I mean, they exist even today as we speak.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I didn't want to tie the book down to become like a little textbook about these issues. I just wanted them to be part of the storyline, and people can make up their own minds about where it's at.
Yeah, and as you said in the beginning, it's the part of that fabric that you weave, the story that you took with you from Vietnam, then how you made that into something different, and then ultimately to make it real. I mean, that's part of where we are in the world. So it feels very, very real, but it definitely takes you away. And I think when somebody writes a novel, and that's a sign of a good novel, wouldn't you agree, Dominic, that you feel like you leave whatever's going on in your life and you're engrossed in the story?
Right.
Sen, I think this is a story that people can become engrossed in. Will you write more? Will we see, this was your first novel, will we see some more from you?
Yes, this is a love story, and one of the people that I know, friends and relatives, were a bit amazed, you know, of being a scientist. They thought, why the hell did you write a love story? Why not science fiction, for goodness sake? But science fiction just didn't rattle me, didn't turn me on. So I just carried on with what happened in Vietnam, and I thought, that's the basis of a jolly good story, and went from there.
And so it is, and again, Tainted Chalice is the name of the book, Dominic Palumbo. We have to ask you, though, this, because you talked about riding through Vietnam. What was that like?
Scary. Yes, our tour guide said, we're going to go ride through Hanoi this morning, and everybody just about collapsed because there's so many scooters you can't even cross the street, let alone ride between them. But we did, and we survived, and I'm here to tell the story.
Yeah.
It was a very exciting time.
I bet it was. And it's great what you took away from you with Vietnam. Absolutely. Dominic Palumbo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kate. Pleasure to be on your show.
Well, you got to love a novel that takes religion and the priesthood and an encounter with an amazing woman and decisions that have to be made. And it's that conflict, wrestling with the conflict of life and real forbidden love. It's what we were talking about. And also a novel that takes you from a small town in Western Australia to amazing world famous opera houses and beautiful, beautiful, incredible areas that just make you swoon when you see them in real life and in Italy, without a doubt. You can pick up Tainted Chalice on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everybody. Make it count.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.